Like I said, when you first begin to contact the soul, you get impressions like the still small voice. It seems like your imagination. Then you trust it more, and the soul energy becomes more intense and more intense until finally you become one with the soul. And when you're one with the soul, you become what some people call soul infused, and where you are sensitive to soul impressions at all times. You don't have to, it won't be like here and there and maybe once a year or something, but when you need to focus yourself on the soul or in the intuitive world, you can do it pretty much at will. Then as you progress, you know, you get more and more sensitive until you eventually become a master and even read the Akashic records and stuff like that, you know. So does that help? Or
yeah, I just wanted to elaborate a little bit. I mean, it's my understanding that when Jesus went through the transfiguration, that was not the final, but one of the final steps in his in that process for him.
Yeah, that was like a redoing of the third initiation. He was already third degree initiate, but he was retracing his steps.
Okay, but we all get that eventually.
Yeah, eventually we all get it. Okay, any other questions or comments or experiences you want to relay? Yeah.
I had a baptism of fire when I was 15 years old.
15 years old?
Uh-huh. I was praying about a direction in my life and something that I should do with my life. And I got what I felt was a direct revelation. And just this burning through my whole body, and it happened 3 times, word for word. I was given it over the course of one night.
Wow.
So I was given it.
And did you feel like you were floating on the cloud for like 3 days?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I did not feel like I was walking on the ground at all. It lasted about 3 days. I was told to write it down. You know. It was personal direction for me about somebody I was dating at the time, about who I was as a person, what was going to happen to me in the future. It's some real personal stuff. It totally changed my life and the direction that I was going.
Right, and I found that these baptisms of fire is usually around a direction to give you a confirmation to push you in a certain direction that you need to go. And when you get it, I mean, there's no doubt that it's there. Unlike when you first get the soul contact and you get an intuitive flash, you wonder, was that my imagination? With the baptism of fire, you know beyond any doubt it's not your imagination. You know you had a real experience, and you know that is the direction you're supposed to go.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Do hot flashes count?
Well, you know the direction you're supposed to go after that.
Jesse, you're saying you can get that then? You can purposefully ask for a baptism by fire for confirmation of the direction you're supposed to go?
No.
No,
I wasn't saying that. I'm saying that if you're soul infused, you can be sensitive to the soul at any time. But you can be sensitive to the soul, and the soul isn't going to connect you with a spiritual flow that will bring the baptismal fire unless it's really important for some purpose. And usually, most people who have the experience maybe only have it once in their life. Some people have had it a couple times in their life. It's rare occurrence, and it's not so much, it doesn't really indicate high evolution either. It just indicates that person was important for him to be pushed a certain direction at a certain time, you know. But people of low evolution usually don't have this happen, but people of reasonable evolution on up will have it happen every now and then. And some people that are fairly highly evolved have never had it happen. So it doesn't mean the person, like I say, is extremely highly evolved or not highly evolved, but it means that at that particular time, the powers that be wanted him to go a certain direction. Maybe it was for himself, maybe it was for he was a key element in the work at that particular time, and he needed it pushed a certain direction.
This happened to me. I had been praying for my mother. She had had a nervous breakdown, and I wanted her healed. I wanted her help. And this was when my other son was about 2 years old. He was a little bit older. But all of a sudden, I got a call from her, and I had been praying really hard for effect. It was almost the only focus I had, that I wanted her to get well. And I got a call from her that said, I've just taken my whole bottle of pills. And this was after, I don't know how many years I was praying for, from out of college or out of high school. And I raced down there with my car, with not John, but my other son. And we went over there, and she went to the hospital, and I guess they pumped her stomach and that. But I was so devastated, because here I was asking God something, and that she would take her life, and that's how the answer I got. And I cried about it a long time that night. And I lay on the floor in the family room, just crying and not understanding and not knowing why it happened. And I turned on the radio, and there was some kind of program on that had some music that was nice, you know, him type of music. And I felt something come all the way down on me and just go right through me and just lift that off of me. But I felt it not only around me, but I felt it all the way inside of me. And it was like a presence.
Yeah.
And that has never left me.
Yeah.
I still have it with me.
Right, it was giving you probably to comfort you, you know,
yeah,
and really help you. You know, what's interesting about this fire is it comes to the deepest parts of your being from inward outward, whereas the forces of darkness operate outward and try to get inward. The forces of light operate from the point of the center of our being and amplify outward, which is interesting. Okay, we've gone over time here, and what we're going to do is take off those of you who want to. We're going to take off to, like, there's a barbacoa where we're going, and have some food and beverage and good conversation. And anyway, I appreciate everybody coming to the gathering, and you've been a really fine group. Good vibrations from all of you. And thank you.